As part of its assistance to curb armed robbery in Wasam in Fiwes District in the Western Region, Samatech Timber and Plywood Company at Sanraboy has donated 4x4 pickup with 72,000 Ghana cedis to the District Police Command. The police would be based at Sanraboy but would be deployed for operational duties in any part of the district when the need arises. The general manager of the company, Richard Accenture, who made the presentation at Sanraboy, expressed the hope that with the availability of the vehicle, the Sanraboy police would step up their fight against the increasing armed robbery cases in the area. George Grant Yangson reports.
Armed robbery in the Sanraboy area of the Wasam and Fiwes West District of the Western Region is on the ascendancy. Passengers who travel are drawn from Sanraboy to Kumasi and Takoradi to do business have been the target as the armed robbers ambush their vehicles and dispossess them of their monies. Quite recently, a Metro Mass Transit bus carrying passengers to Takoradi and a businessman driving his private vehicle to Kumasi were attacked on the Sanraboy Asakangra Road. A worker of Samapex on the bus was shot and seriously wounded, while another passenger got killed. In addition, the businessman was shot dead. It is to promote security on the road that Samatex decided to donate the 4x4 Nissan pickup to the Wasam and Fiwes West District Police Command to facilitate the mobility of its personnel to deal with the canker. The general manager of the company, Richard Accenture, who presented the vehicle to the district chief executive, Samuel Victor Misu at Sanraboy, commended the police for their decision to escort all vehicles leaving Sanraboy at dawn to the Asankaja Takoradi Highway, which has led to the reduction of robbery cases in the area, and urged them to keep it up. He said the company will be responsible for the routine maintenance of the vehicle and its fueling. The DCE, Mr. Misu, thanks Samatex for its kind gesture. Later, Mr. Misu, accompanied by some officials of Samatex and traditional leaders, inspected the completed 81-meter bridge on the Tano River at Impasem near Sanraboy. He commended Samatex for contributing 684,000 Ghana cedis towards the financing of the project and the rehabilitation of feeder roads in the area. The Jasehene of the Asakangra Divisional Area, Nana Adubwahene, expressed concern about the continued contamination of the river by galamsey operators and asked government to take steps to flush out Chinese illegal miners who have returned to the area after their deportation to their home country. From Sanraboy in the Western Region, George Grant Youngson, reporting for Radio Ghana News.